Dr. McFadden, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I don't need to tell you that COVID-19 is a problem in the Commonwealth. It's spreading across the state. Tell us what Eastern Kentucky University is doing in terms of where the campus is closed to the public. You know, what are students doing in general, and how are the staff managing?
Well, Mike, I think that, you know, we've kind of taken our cues here to really follow a protocol that is responsible, that is responsive, and is a culture of respect. But these are truly unprecedented times. As it relates to the public's access to the university right now, we are closed to the public. No walk-in services for the university, but core university operations are still functioning. We're practicing good social distancing. We're making sure that people are educated about good hygiene and make sure that they have the tools that they need to do their jobs. We have a significant number of our staff and faculty and others who are teleworking and working from home and working from the safety of being in a social distance space. And then for our students, we've moved 100% online for the remainder of this semester. And I have to say to our faculty, to our staff who are supporting that work has went off exceptionally well this week. Students are getting engaged in that learning platform. We had a big advantage as an institution. We've been doing online for a number of years now, and I feel like that we've got the infrastructure and the people and the will to make this work for the remainder of the spring semester.
In terms of staff, Dr. McFadden, how would you describe essential staff for people who are not connected to the university and don't know who is coming in and who is working and who is required or really needs to be here as opposed to working from home?
Well, we're really looking at every supervisor, every vice president on campus is working with their units. All of our employees who are able to do the work that needs to be done from a remote location, they're doing that. And I would say that that is, if you've looked at campus, it's really mitigated the impact of people being on campus substantially. We really have very few people here on campus. But there's essential services as we think about the boiler system and keeping up our HVAC systems and making sure they're working. Public safety, our public safety employees are working, obviously practicing good hygiene and good social distancing. But those essential services that have to be there to ensure that the campus is safe, and that it is functioning and operating as it relates to the physical infrastructure, those things are absolutely essential. And then there are some core offices where we're forwarding phones from the financial aid office. Our admissions team is doing amazing work and doing student recruitment and student advising through online portals. So for the most part, this is a new normal for having a substantial number of our employees working from a remote location, but still providing that student support service that needs to be provided, and then supporting the infrastructure of the campus during these unprecedented times.
In terms of talking about student support and student success, which is a priority at EKU and other universities in the Commonwealth, but in particular here, how is the university done moving to an online only instruction plan that was done quickly, and it really limited preparation time for faculty. So tell us how that's going.
Well, I want to be very clear, Mike. Online developed courses, when we think about a curriculum that's built for online, that was intentional in its purpose, no doubt there's a big shift we've had. And so when we think about remote learning in contrast to a truly online platform, I think we have to be mindful of understanding that really what we've moved to here is a remote learning for those classes that have been face-to-face. The thing that I mentioned earlier is EKU has been a leader in online remote learning, distance learning technology. We adopted this in the early 2000s. We've continued to fine-tune that every year. When we looked at our total student population, nearly a third of our students were 100% online students. So from an infrastructure standpoint, from an employee experience standpoint, from a support system standpoint, I think we were well-positioned to make this move. Now, there's some challenges. When we think about laboratory classes that require the mixing of chemicals and doing some of those things that take our laboratory space, it's hard to replace that, particularly in very short order. When we think about our clinical rotations for some of our nursing students or occupational therapy, we're having to work through a few of those things. But all in all, it's been a very successful launch this week. I've had very good feedback from the provost and from the deans and some faculty that I've heard from. And really everyone's stepping up and doing an absolutely amazing job.
We're talking with EKU Interim President David McFadden on today's interview segment. And Dr. McFadden, clearly there's a major health crisis in the state and in the country. How is EKU involved in and responding to this crisis toward the community?
Well, I think that, you know, three phases. We are definitely engaged with our community partners, Madison County, the city of Richmond, the city of Berea, emergency first responders. We're on a call with them every day talking about needs assessment, talking about health assessment of our community that we're in here. We're also working with the state, working with state EMA, emergency response, working with the other universities across the state. We're coordinating a distribution of supplies as we've moved away from an in-person educational experience on campus. We've pulled together all the resources we have on campus, everything from masks to gloves to gowns, and we have some programs that allow us to have a decent stockpile of those items, and we're going to be redistributing those out to our hospital and healthcare providers in this community and in others as well. And then on top of that, we're working to try to support our students as they move away. And we've created our SAFE Fund, which is the Student Assistance Fund for Eastern. We just launched that yesterday. We've had about 70 donors who have stepped up to the tune of almost $17,000 just in the last couple of days. And those funds are really there to support our students who may have needs that need to be met, that had they been on campus, had they had all the support services that were here, those needs were being met. As they go back home or go back to a permanent residence, they may need that support now. And so that's a great and worthwhile cause, and one that's going to make a big difference for those students who are learning from a remote location.
Dr. David McFadden is interim president for Eastern Kentucky University. We look forward to talking with you on a weekly basis as this health crisis continues in the Commonwealth.
Thank you.